The future was so promising. A young, aspiring student from a small South Carolina town. The youngest of three, fresh out of high school, excited to learn and grow in college, working hard as a student and holding a part-time job. As Mallory Beach set to head out for a night of fun with her boyfriend and friends, no one, not even her, could prepare for what lied ahead just a few short hours later, and a life that would be cut short at the hands of another Murdaugh. Mallory Beach was born in April of 1999 to Philip and Renee. The youngest of three, Mallory was a shining star in her father's eye. Philip Beach mentioned from an early age his daughter enjoyed a challenge. She said, "Daddy, I want to shoot a deer with a bow because it's too easy with a gun." She wanted that challenge. She was determined she could do it. Beach also recalled how Mallory never failed to care for people. Anyone who was pushed to the side, she cared for them. She'd tell me about them. That's how she was raised. We raised her not to hate. Her parents divorced when she was a young child. After graduating from Wade Hampton High School, Mallory would attend the University of South Carolina in Columbia, South Carolina, to pursue a career in interior design. Such a bright future on the horizon. But that came to an end February 23rd of 2019. Mallory's dad woke up that morning to take his car to an auto shop for repairs. Spoke to his daughter for the last time just after dropping off his vehicle. Later the same day, Mallory and her boyfriend Anthony Cook planned to attend a house party with four other friends, including Paul Murdaugh. Before the trip, Paul brought some alcohol using his brother's ID and headed out to the party in his boat. A couple of hours after they left the party, the boat crashed, ejecting three of the six friends, including Mallory. All passengers in the boat, as well as the driver, was accounted for. But for Mallory Beach, the search continued. Hours, days would go by, and no sign of Mallory. All because of the reckless, careless, irresponsible, and drunken Paul Murdaugh. Yes, Paul Murdaugh, the son of Alec Murdaugh. Sometimes the bad fruit doesn't fall far from the bad tree. This is audio from the 911 call made that night. The tragic boat crash.
What bridge is it? Paul, what bridge is this? Paul, what bridge?
911, where's your emergency? Hello? Police, fire, any of us? Hello?
We're in a boat crash on Arthur Street.
Where about on Arthur Street?
In Arthur Street, the only bridge on Arthur Street.
Arthur Street?
Archer's Creek.
Archer's Creek. Archer's Creek.
Is it solid?
Okay. What's going on?
It's by Paris Island.
Right. What's going on?
We're in a boat crash.
You know what kind of a?
A boat crash.
A boat? Did you say a boat crash?
A boat crash.
Okay, so you're at the dock? Hello, are you at the dock?
No, we just crashed in a boat.
Okay, are you in the water or are you?
We're in the boat.
Okay.
We have someone missing.
Okay. Hang on one second, okay?
It's all in reference to a boat crash. It's six people on board. They currently have one missing. All right, it's in Archer's Creek, which is right there off of Paris Island. There's a bridge on Paris Island. They're underneath it. They crashed into the bridge.
Alpha 29, dispatch.
29. 10-4. I'll be en route to the Bell Bridge. Can you also notify Port Royal and the PMO know as well?
Affirmative. We're making notifications.
Okay. Do you have a description of that person? It's one female. That's all the description I have of her right now.
EMS 1 respond to an accident with injuries. 50 Marina Drive Boulevard from Paris Island. Repeating. It's going to be a change in that location. They're on Malecon Drive. down right before you get to the traffic circle.
Copy.
County's on scene, Port Royal's on scene. Evidently, the girl was sitting on her boyfriend's lap when they hit the bridge at a high rate of speed, and now she's missing.
Which bridge did they hit? The one on the causeway?
Stand by, sir. They hit the actual Pentagon bridge, right? We don't know. They just keep telling us they hit the bridge. 310 got on scene. He said the fog is pretty thick. At first, he couldn't even find who they were.
As the days passed, hope weakened that authorities would find Mallory alive. Authorities rescue boats, divers, a helicopter, and volunteers to spend 8 exhaustive days looking for the Wade Hampton High graduate. Sadly, as we know, on March 3rd, 2 volunteers discovered her body in the dark waters of the Beaufort River, roughly 5 miles downstream from the crash site. Although it brought great heartbreak to her family, they were thankful to all involved that her body was finally found. And in true Murtaugh style, Alec Murtaugh became part of the story. A story of lies and deception, trying to orchestrate a campaign to blame an innocent teen for his drunken son's deadly actions in the boat crash. While the body was still missing, Murtaugh sought out all or most of the boat passengers in an attempt to control the narrative of what occurred. Murtaugh wanted to claim that Connor Cook was driving the boat, even though it was his own son, Paul. Connor was one of the individuals on the boat at the time of the crash. It was all in an effort to protect his own Murtaugh son. He even said, "Keep his mouth shut," as Cook was being taken to be x-rayed for a fractured jaw right after the accident. Even ordering him who to hire as an attorney, Corey Fleming, one of Alec's buddies, who would be sure to play along with the narrative that Alec wanted to portray. Without mentioning the conflict of interest, all the advice given was to the advantage of Paul and Alec Murtaugh and against the interests of Fleming's new client. Alec Murtaugh's goal? Have Connor Cook held criminally and civilly responsible for the boat accident. It included a whisper campaign against him, as well as law enforcement misdirection and possible obstruction of the investigation. It should be noted that because Paul Murtaugh was Paul Murtaugh, Alec Murtaugh's son, he was not tested for his blood alcohol levels despite his obvious state of intoxication and the loud, angry statements by at least one of the passengers that Paul Murtaugh was driving the boat that belonged to his dad. Just another way the connections work in South Carolina's Low Country. It took nearly 4 years of litigation to finally come to some sort of resolution in the lawsuit that was filed against attorney Alec Murtaugh and his family members, a judge approving a settlement agreement in the case in January of 2023, dropping the estate of Murtaugh's wife and his surviving son, Buster. Beach family attorney Mark Tinsley says Judge Daniel Hall approved a settlement agreement that drops Buster Murtaugh and the estate of Maggie Murtaugh. That's just another layer of the onion in the sins and the depravity of the Murtaugh family. Keep it here for more coverage on the trial of Alec Murtaugh, live courtroom audio, and discussion on the case. I'm Tony Brusky. Thanks for listening.